Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
Children go where I send thee.
Children go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
One for the little bitty baby.
One for the little bitty baby.
Born from the African lady.
Born from the African lady.
Born, born.
Born, born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Mahalia Jackson was born.
Mahalia Jackson was born.
Louis Armstrong was born.
Louis Armstrong was born.
Bessie Smith was born.
Bessie Smith was born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Children go where I send thee.
Children go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
I'm gonna send thee one by one.
One for the little bitty baby.
One for the little bitty baby.
Born from the African lady.
Born from the African lady.
Born, 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 born.
Born, 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 born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Dr. King was born.
Dr. King was born.
Harriet Tubman was born.
Harriet Tubman was born.
Duke Ellington was born.
Duke Ellington was born.
Born in America.
Born in America.
Black children was born.
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 Born in America.
Born in America.
That's Ella Jenkins with the Raymond School Children's Choir and the Glen Ellen Children's Chorus, released in 1976 in honor of the United States Bicentennial. The release is called We Are America's Children. That's a Smithsonian Folkways release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're learning about the First Lady of Children's Music. And who better to explore Ella Jenkins with than Dan and Claudia Zanes, Grammy-nominated children's musicians whose lives have been deeply impacted by Ella's work.
She opened the door for all of us. Children's music specifically wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for Ella Jenkins.
And for me, I mean, I was raised in New Hampshire, and I feel very fortunate that just the inspiration that she was for me, to see someone who looked like me, to see someone who looked like one of my aunties, and to see her with her baritone making music with people in ways that I had never seen done before, it was truly an inspiration. One thing I'm very, very grateful for is we celebrated her 100th birthday back in August. And so many people were celebrating, blowing those candles out alongside with her. It just brings my heart tremendous joy to know that she was celebrated, that she was given her flowers to while she was alive, to be able to receive the gratitude and receive the love.
Ella Jenkins was, I think, the first place I ever heard anyone mention multicultural songs for children. Children's music is not the most glamorous field, but it's probably the most meaningful, probably the deepest. And in the way that we're able to impact people, she did it more than anyone.
Yeah, and I think for me, it also has me thinking about how a lot of times, especially kids in this generation with music and their voice, finding their voice and comfort around singing and using their voice in that way, it's really inspiring as I listen to Ella Jenkins in my older years. The kids are so free, and there's something about her voice. She may not be the Beyonce in the room, but she uses her voice in such a powerful way that invites people to want to sing with her. It's not about performance in a way. It really feels like this is what freedom sounds like. This is what collective community, like-mindedness sounds like. This is what healing sounds like. I mean, there's so much in the sounds that she creates. She just did something that was just so revolutionary to me. No matter what room she stepped in, she could get that whole place singing, whether or not you felt like you were a singer.
Dan and Claudia Zanes, thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour. What kind of advice do you think Ella Jenkins would want to give right now to everyone listening?
To keep on singing. This is just that reminder that we, in these times and all times, we need to collectively sing together. I just think it raises our frequency and humanity does better as we sing together.
This is a tribute to Ella Jenkins, the first lady of children's music. We'll never know how many thousands of lives she touched with her songs, but we know she sure touched ours.
Ella Jenkins, you're always in our hearts. Thank you for your music and for your belief in us all.
Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. 'Cause I don't want to run this race in vain.
Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. 'Cause I don't want to run this race in vain. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't want to run this race in vain.
Search my heart while I run this race. Search my heart while I run this race.
This race, oh, stand by me while I run this race. Stand by me while I run this race. 'Cause I don't want to run this race in vain. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't want to run this race in vain.
Listening to the Children's Hour, today we're learning about Ella Jenkins. She had a wide range of friends. They were people her own age, people older, people younger, children. Everyone loved Ella, and Ella made everyone feel loved by her. Jason McGinnis and Maria McCullough are music educators who live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were dear friends of Ella Jenkins.
She's one of the most present people I've ever met. She's like totally with you when you're with her, you can see it in her eyes. Her eyes just glimmer and her soul just like comes through and she really sees you. So especially when a child walks into the room, all of her focus goes onto that child. And so I think when she's performing, she would keep things really simple and she was really present and paying attention to what is happening in the room and the needs of the people. And she could get people to open up and be vulnerable, children to open up and be vulnerable to her in a way because she was just so with them.
1, 2, 3, 4. I wonder who's outside my door.
I couldn't believe how she could sit on the stage just clapping her hands or playing little claves and the whole place would just be hanging on every single thing that she said. And if she said, hey, sing along with this, there was not a moment of hesitation from the whole crowd to sing with her. Everybody was so into it, not just the children.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. So don't even try.
And it made it so that the whole listening experience, everybody pushed to like a really present moment. Because it wasn't a situation where the adults were kind of like looking at their watch or like waiting for things to be over while their kids are having a good time.
It's about everybody, Everybody in the room. She left a lot of space by not filling the space. There was like a lot of space for everybody else. She really tapped into like a universal rhythm or something. She really tapped into rhythm. Rhythm and repetition is at the heart of a lot of her music. And she spoke a lot about rhythm. She just talked about how there's rhythm in everything. There's rhythm in a teapot. There's rhythm in like knocking on the door. So I think her songs, like on a very human level, tapped into a rhythm that the rest of us could like join in with her. But you want to tell Katie about what you're holding?
Oh, this is one of Ella's ooks. One string is a little funny.
That's so cool that you're playing the ukulele that Ella Jenkins herself played. You've been hearing the voices of Jason McGinnis and Maria McCullough. They're music educators in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we're dear, dear friends of Ella Jenkins.
This is Ella Jenkins, documentarian and friend Tim Farron, and I had the great privilege of working with Ella for about 10 years, the last 10 years of her life, a little more than that.
I love it being over here where this playground is because you can hear the sound of the children's voices sometimes.
Not only did she give and share everything that she found and curated for kids, but she absolutely got as much back from the kids that she shared with as she gave.
I would chant out something for them to chant back, and then some of them would introduce melodies or lines.
Keep going.
We exchanged with one another and we learned from one another.
Kids always remained Ella's inspiration, and they helped her see the world in new ways over and over again.
I think it was partly because she never had kids herself, but she has become a mother-like figure for a number, many, many kids.
She was always thinking about how she could help relate the world to kids and what it meant to be a kid in today's world.
She's getting it into kids' minds that making music is not just for professionals. Music is ours, it's yours, and we can make it together.
That was a huge part of her gift.
Listening to the Children's Hour Ella Jenkins Tribute. Find our full playlist and lots of links and more information at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. We'll be right back. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.